Welcome to Blue Hawk Gossip's 13 Days of Halloween. I am Count Cordova. It will be my pleasure to serve you. The theme of today's show is ghosts.
Did you know that the idea of a ghost in white sheet comes from the sheets that they used to put over the dead?
Really?
Well, actually, I just came up with it, but it seems to make as much sense as anything.
I suppose it does. It seems sort of obvious.
I think ghosts. Do you know what the best way to get rid of an obscure ghost is?
This sounds like a setup for a dumb joke.
It's not dumb.
But it is a joke.
Well, yes, but it's a good one.
All right, what is the best way to get rid of an obscure ghost?
To send it on a vacation.
I think you should vacate this room. But moving on, today we have for you Mr. Ghost Goes to Town by the Five Jones Boys, The Ghost of Dragstrip Hollow by the Tsunami Experiment, and With Her Head Tucked Underneath Her Arm by Rudy Valley. Scare you tomorrow.
Who's there? Who's there? Up there on the stairs. Beware, beware. I hear somebody coming. A boy, his toe. Oh, look there he goes. My miss, the ghost is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves and his hat. And like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright. And this is the night when Miss the ghost is going to town. He's feeling great, and he can't be late. He's got a day to do a little stepping. He'll shake his bones to hot saxophone. For this, the ghost is going to town.
Looks like a nightmare factory.
John's laugh. Let's go back.
Now, there must be a logical explanation for that noise.
Yeah, a big, fat, logical, supernatural ghost.
We'll be right back.
haunted what?
Old John Abernathy the First. It's an evil place. The last woman who lived there was actually scared to death by a monster.
In the Tower of London,
largest life,
the ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, I declare.
He declares.
For Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife.
King Henry's wife.
Until he made the headsman Bob her heir.
Bob her heir.
Ah, yes, he did her wrong long years ago.
Long years ago.
And she comes up at night to tell him so.
So, so, so.
With her head.
Tucked.
Underneath her arm she walks the bloody tower. With her head.
Tucked.
Underneath her arm at the midnight hour. She comes to haunt King Henry, she means giving him what for.
What for?
Gadzooks, she's going to tell him off for having spilt her gore.
Her gore.
And just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore, she has her head tucked underneath her arm. Sometimes gay King Henry gives a spread.
Gives a spread.
For all his pals and gals, a ghostly crew.
A ghostly crew.
The headsman carves the joint and cuts the bread.
And cuts the bread.
Then in comes Anne Boleyn to queer the do.
To queer the do.
She holds her head up with a wild war whoop. And Henry says, don't drop it in the soup.
The soup, the soup, the soup.
With her head
tucked
underneath her arm, she whoops the bloody tower. With her
head
tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. The sentries think that it's a football that she carries in. And when they've had a few, they shout, his army going to win? They think that it's Red Grange instead of poor old Anne Boleyn. With their head tucked underneath their arm. Along the drafty corridors for miles and miles she goes.
She goes.
She often catches cold, poor thing, it's cold there when it blows.
It blows.
And it's awfully awkward for the Queen to have to blow her nose. With her head tucked underneath her arm. With her head tucked underneath her arm.
Need help with your small business? Have some bookkeeping or business writing you need done. Or maybe you want to start a home business but don't know how to get started. Email me, Patrick McNamara, at writerpatrick@yahoo.com for more details as to how I can help. Songs came courtesy of the Internet Archive at archive.org, the Funny Music Podcast at thefump.com, and Mevio's Music Alley at musicalley.com. Spoken portions were performed and written by Patrick McNamara. If you liked this show, please share it with others. Feedback is always appreciated.